This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. So Kevin Willard has left Villanova for, Kevin Willard has left Maryland for Villanova. And there are, I think, three sentiments, if you will, that Maryland fans are really, really mad about, Anthony. And I've listed them out in the rundown in my notes here. And I want to parse out whether or not these things are true or not. And if they are, like, how significant are they? So, are you ready to join me on this exercise?
Let's get it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for your clear intent to participate. Okay. I think the first big one, and this is the one I actually understand the most being pretty thoroughly pissed about if I was a Maryland fan, alum, booster, donor, whatever. If I get what I want, I'll stay. Right? And this is where Willard publicly made his case for the university. Where, or, you know, to kind of go against the power and say, like, I'm going to use this moment and this leverage to try to get more for the program. Where he's like, we need more money, we need more resources, more staffing, more all of these things. And according to Jeff Ehrman and others, again, Jeff will join us at 5 o'clock, Maryland administrators met with him and were ready to give him those things. The reporting says, like, more staff, more resources. He was going to have the biggest percent share of any men's basketball program of Big Ten, or in the Big Ten of revenue. So Ohio State, all those programs that have all this money, percentage-wise, of his school's budget, he was allegedly going to have a higher percent than anybody else in the conference, which would make sense for Maryland, who is a basketball school in a football conference, that, hey, let's be great at the thing that our fans, our alums want to be great at. Let's put money into men's basketball. Brenda Free is doing a great job with the women's program, but we need the men's program to get there. So let's put some more money into it. And apparently he still said, I'm good. I'm out of here. He also was going to get more money personally in his contract because, of course, that's how those things work. But the one thing that he doesn't have here, and this is where I think the question comes down to, like, is this a big lie, little lie, is he still didn't have a boss. Like, he still didn't have an athletic director. And where I think I come down on it is, he lied about this. If he distinctly said, if I get these things, I will stay. I don't know that he ever actually said that, like, A to B. He said the conversations are good. You know, as of now, I'm staying. Like, there's a lot of, and I understand, look, a lot of this is semantics. And if you're, like, emotionally enraged as a Terps fan, then you don't want to hear a thing about semantics. But I think Maryland getting him those things made him, like, really call the bluff, if you will, right? Where ultimately what I think this comes down to is at Villanova, he doesn't have to compete with football. It's got a better basketball track record, certainly in the last 25 years. And he knows who his boss is going to be is at the athletic director, where Damon Evans just left for SMU, and they don't know how quickly they're going to get another person in place. So he got more resources, he got more money, he got all the things, except for he didn't get a boss and stability. And in that way, I think this is a lie, but I also don't blame him for it, if that makes sense, because I would want to know who my boss is before accepting a job.
Yeah, I mean, the timing for me is what gets me. I mean, I guess also, like, the portal's opening, so you got to, you know, get into the portal. You got to make sure, you know, things are aligned. And I guess, like, him leaving for Villanova granted him and allow him to, you know, that kind of stuff. But at the same token, it's just, I don't think people really like how quick he was to, you know, move on. But this was a fluid, you know, situation. So, like, he had to, like, make a decision. And ultimately, he probably just made the decision that was going to be best for him. And also, I think at Nova.
Of course he did. That part, I think, is not up for contest. Like, he made the decision he thought was best for him and his family. The question is, like, what damage did he do along the way, right? And here's where I actually wonder, and this is one of the questions that I've written down for Jeff, is, like, this episode clearly stinks. And it stinks for the program and the fans who just wanted to enjoy this last week. And the timing is weird. I mean, the incident, like, why is the portal open? Open the portal 2 weeks after the season so you can have, like, this is so stupid. There's other sports where this happens. I'm just like, why is the free agency, why is this happening? Why are these negotiations happening? Like, let people focus on, and it's just, like, the NFL, there's, like, a month and a half between the end of the season. And I realize for college kids, it's a little bit different because, like, the semester's ending. But it's not ending that quickly. Anyway, I actually wonder if long-term this could be good because the next coach can come in and be like, hey, like, I still want that stuff. Like, you guys are ready to commit it there. I don't think you're not. I want it too. And I'll take the program even farther than he did, and I won't be a weasel, to use the term of the week to describe Kevin Willard. The second one, though, is one that I also want to ask Ehrman about, but, like, to this point, I don't know that this is true. This idea that he lied to the team. I don't know that we have any evidence of that. I have not read that anywhere. Like, I think we all, as human beings in human nature, we all put our own perspectives into situations that don't involve us. Because our perspective is the only one that we have, right? We've never lived as somebody else. I've never lived in your shoes, Anthony. You've never lived in mine. So if you're going through something that feels familiar to me, all I can do really is, or what my first instinct, I should say, is to put myself in that situation and tell you what I would do, right? That's human. With that said, I think we could probably do a little bit better in trying to see things from other people's perspectives and have a little bit more empathy. And I mean empathy in the truest sense of the word, like trying to see it from someone else's point of view. And on this one, I don't mean that just from Willard's side. I mean that from the student side. Half these kids transferred in. They've moved schools. The rest of it, like Derek Queen, he told us why he went to Maryland. Because he got paid. Like, he knows who the bag man is. Bag man was Willard. What's he going to do? Get mad at his coach for going to get his own bag? Hell no. And so I think that those of us that went to school in a different time wind up applying our sensibilities to how the kids feel, where the kids are like, this is the way it is. They've grown up watching it. This is the whole experience of which they've lived. If they have a good season and have a chance to go to a bigger school, they would do the same thing. But that's not how fans operate. And so there's this assumption that he lied to the kids and that the kids were hurt by this. I don't know that that is true. I'm not saying I know that it's not true. That's very different. But I have not read anywhere in the reporting that that is true. And it would not surprise me if Willer was just like, yo, guys, here's the situation. I know there's other stuff floating out there. I'm going to deal with it after the season. For right now, I'm focused on you. And maybe he was able to do that successfully. Maybe he wasn't. But that was clearly what he was trying to do, which brings us to the third one, which is this is the semantics goof that anybody who's been through a job search, I think, can empathize with. And this is uncomfortable, but it's just how it goes. Oh, I haven't talked to my family about it. That doesn't mean they didn't mention it to each other. Like, I heard Naki on Doc's show yesterday saying, like, his family was there the whole time. There's no way it didn't come up in the hotel room. I bet you it probably came up like this. Yeah, my agent's calling about this Villanova thing. Like, there's definitely, like, we're going to have to talk about it when the tournament's over. Okay, we'll talk about it as a family when the tournament's over. And then they talk about it for 2 hours after the tournament's over. The discussion's quick. It's not like it has to be a bunch of stuff. Hey, well, are they giving you what you want? Yeah. More money? Yeah. Do you want to live in Philadelphia? Yeah. Or whatever the reasons were. Like, it doesn't have to be this big drawn out thing. You just, we haven't had the conversation yet. We know we've had a conversation about having a conversation. Technically, he's not lying. He hasn't had the conversation yet. But you haven't done it till you did the other thing, which was finish the tournament. So, all in all, did they probably know deep down inside that he was actually leaving along all the timelines that everyone is reporting on and saying, oh, he's been talking to Villanova for weeks? Yeah, I'm sure his agent had it all set up. I'm sure his agent on some level kept him abreast. Did he like really engage with that information till the bitter end? I don't know, but it's possible he didn't. And then when he did, he made a fairly quick and easy decision, which is what his agent's job is to get that set up. He could have always bucked it. And that responsibility is on Willard, right? If he truly thought Maryland was the place to be, he could have said, like, hey, thanks for all your work on the Villanova thing, but, like, I'm good, dog. We're staying here. Thanks for getting me the leverage so I can get a little more cash out of it and get the program in a better place. But in reading some of the stuff, I definitely get why Maryland fans are mad at some of it a little bit more. But I still think if I'm a Terps fan, my ire is far more on the university and the status of our basketball program and where it stands in the nation currently than it is on Kevin Willard for doing, by the way, the exact same thing Kevin Willard did to Seton Hall and kind of acting like college basketball coaches do. And it's messy and it's nasty and it's not good for the business overall, but this is how business gets done. And unfortunately, instead of, you know, the smoothest operators and nobody leaking or your job search out there that's not even in the public eye, this stuff is all reported on constantly and some people can't help themselves, and thus we get the messiness of the last 2 weeks, which undoubtedly took away, Anthony, I think, from some of the fun of the Sweet 16 run for a lot of fans.
Yeah, like, a lot of fans didn't even have, you know, a chance to, like, soak it all in kind of thing. So the fact all of this happened in while I was don't blame me, Craig.
Why not? Why can't we blame Anthony?
I think it's just coincidence.
Up next, is it Anthony's fault? 301-230-0980. And your actual thoughts on the Willard situation, but mostly, is it Anthony's fault? Next.